I rely on endorectal ultrasound for the primary staging of rectal cancers. The ultrasound I find is the most useful in terms of making the initial staging call in terms of the regional status. Now, I'll see a patient, I will do a complete evaluation of that patient at the time that I see them in clinic, and then I'll do the ultrasound right at the same time. And that's an advantage in being able to stage the patient immediately compared to seeing the patient and sending them off for another staging system. You have to book and bring them back for another visit. So I think that has an advantage in being able to stage them immediately and then discuss what I think is their best route of treatment. Now, most of the patients I see in a setting where I work already come in with a diagnosis of rectal cancer. They'll come in with a CAT scan. They'll come in with their colonoscopy, with their biopsy results. But they haven't been staged locally all that well. So I'll do the ultrasound when I first see them, and I'm able to tell them what I think is their best treatment at the same initial visit when I see them.
Can you talk a little bit about the procedure and maybe some of the pitfalls in it and things that you specifically look for?
Sure. Endorectal ultrasound is, I think, probably the most accurate for determining the depth of invasion of a rectal cancer. MRI is very equivalent, certainly in Europe, has become much more prevalent, and they're big advocates of using MRI to predict which patients they will send for neoadjuvant therapy. But I think I get the same information from the ultrasound. It's less expensive. I can do it in the clinic. I don't have to book the MRI at that time. And I think I can get the information that I need to determine as to whether they need the neoadjuvant therapy. Now, the use of neoadjuvant therapy in the United States is somewhat different than the use of neoadjuvant therapy in Europe. Many centers in Europe treat all stage patients of rectal cancer with neoadjuvant therapy. Others selectively use it only if they identify that the tumor is so close to the so-called holy plain or the mesorectal margin in that setting. So that's why they're advocates of using the MRI. Here in the United States, any locally advanced rectal cancer that extends into the mesorectum for any significant distance or that has node-positive disease, we will treat with neoadjuvant therapy because we think that it gives us better outcomes. So the ultrasound itself, particularly for early stage tumors, defines the layers of the rectal wall the best of all the modalities that we have. And the nodal status, it's fairly equivalent to the other modalities. We're not as good at predicting node status with any of the imaging studies that we have, and so it's not totally reliable for that.
In terms of nodal status, which way does it usually go, false negative or false positive?
It actually goes both ways. Now, I think one of the real limitations of ultrasound has been in our ability to predict positive lymph node status, particularly in early stage rectal cancers, and that's one of the controversies in the use of local excision right now. In the last few years, basically, we've been noting with studies being done by major centers. Initially, the University of Minnesota back in 2000 showed a very significant local recurrence rate for local excision with T1 and particularly for T2 cancers. And we followed up our experience at Memorial Sloan Kettering and showed a very equivalent results of the Minnesota group, where we had a local recurrence rate of 14% for locally excised T1 lesions and 28% for locally excised patients in T2 lesions. And so we followed up that with a study looking at whether the ultrasound can actually identify lymph node metastasis in those early stage tumors. And the study that we did basically showed that for early stage rectal cancers like a T1, a very significant number of those patients had micrometastatic disease in the lymph nodes that no imaging study is going to be able to identify. And we found that, in fact, 28% of the so-called node negative by ultrasound had micrometastatic disease, and that's why we didn't call those lymph nodes positive. So that, I think, is a major limiting step in the staging of early rectal cancers. And I think most of the recurrences after a local excision are because of missed nodal disease that's there and shows up 2, 3, 4, 5 years later.
Any clinical research trials that you're having patients enter for neoadjuvant therapy? The NSABP has a major study. Are you putting patients on any studies?
We have local studies at Memorial, so we haven't entered patients into any of the national trials recently. There is an ACASOG trial looking at local excision of T2 lesions following chemoradiation, and that's a trial that has just been initiated by ACASOG, and we're going to be looking at that and participating in that trial.
That's fascinating. Who's eligible for that study?
Any patient that has an ultrasound stage T2 lesion who is wanting to undergo a potential local excision will then be entered into the study. They will get conventional full-course neoadjuvant therapy, and then following that, we'll have a local excision of the site or any residual tumor that's there.
And is the chemo 5-FU or capecitabine?
It's 5-FU.
What's your observation in terms of that decision? There are some places and people who are using capecitabine off study right now, for example, and MD Anderson, Chris Crane talks a lot about that. Of course, the NSWP is studying that. What's your observation on that, and do you see that as potentially a major advantage to the patient to be able to take capecitabine?
I don't think there's data yet to prove or to substantiate that it is better than the continuous 5-FU that used currently, but it certainly is an attractive means of doing that, and I think that certainly patients will prefer taking an oral drug than to have a port placed and get the continuous 5-FU with that. So I think that it is something that may well be on the horizon. I think we get data that substantiates its equivalent, then it may well have a place.